President Biden says seven tech companies have agreed to meet a series of safeguards as they develop artificial intelligence technology. Standing with the leaders of Microsoft, Google, Meta, and others, the president said the safeguards his administration brokered are vital to managing AI's upside and downside.
An enormous, enormous promise of both risks to our society and our economy and our national security, but also incredible opportunities.
The president says the companies have committed to making sure their AI products are safe before public release, what he calls a fundamental obligation, and will allow security testing by independent experts.
Social media has shown us the harm that powerful technology can do without the right safeguards in place.
He's urging Congress to pass legislation regulating AI. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.